bottom third of the order. It'll be Swanson, Amaya, and Pete Crow Armstrong scheduled to hit. Miles Mastroboni has a bat in his hands. He's in the on-deck circle. Swanson set to lead things off against McGill. Pitched on Sunday, got his 19th save of the season, gave up a home run and a couple of runs in that outing, did Trevor. He's 0-2 with a 2.48 ERA on the season with 19 saves. First pitch to Swanson is a little bit high, it's 1-0. A 1-0 Brewers advantage. Trying to even up this series here tonight at a game apiece. 1-0 pitch. That is up and in. Two balls and no strikes. A win tonight would guarantee the season series over Chicago. It would also give the Brewers their third win of this road trip and guarantee them a winning trip, regardless of what happens tomorrow. Three outs to get to make that happen. 2-0. This is a little bit outside. Three balls and no strikes to count. McGill, 3-0 pitch. That's a strike at the knees. And it's 3-1. The crowd here at Wrigley didn't like it. But McGill got the call. Dansby had tossed the bat. He was headed to first. He thought it was ball four. And it was the right call by Doug Eddings. And now Doug Eddings has his mask off, hand on hip. And he is telling Dansby Swanson, get in the box. They are not seeing eye to eye right now. 3-1 pitch. Line down the left field line. This is trouble if it's fair, but it's foul. And it's 3-2 on Swanson. That was a fastball at 97 at the top of the strike zone, and Swanson yanked that thing foul. Pretty good swing on it, did Dansby Swanson. He's 1-for-3 tonight. McGill looking in, and now time called by Swanson. Doesn't take very long before he gets back in. The right-handed hitter looks out at McGill. 3-2 pitch. Bouncer to third, but foul. 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Three balls and two strikes on Dansby Swanson. The pitch. Swing and a foul off of the gear of Contreras. It just got a piece of William. And Swanson stays alive. That was a fastball at 99 down and away. And Swanson able to get a piece of it. Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you tonight from Wrigley. A 1-0 Brewers advantage. Bottom of the ninth inning. Nobody out, nobody on. Swanson, the lead batter of this inning. 3-2 pitch is lined into left center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Mitchell over there to cut it off on a couple of hops. Swanson will be content with a single. And the Cubs have the tying run aboard here in the bottom of the ninth against McGill. And instead of Miguel Amaya, it'll be Miles Mastroboni to hit against McGill here. So Craig Counsell's really gone to his bench tonight. He went to Wisdom and Bodie in the eighth. The only player left on his bench is the backup catcher, Tomas Nito. McGill, first pitch to Mastroboni. Fly ball into shallow center. Very playable for Mitchell. Drifts underneath of it, makes the catch, and that's a big first out for McGill. One away. And Pete Crow Armstrong. Armstrong is now the batter. Crow Armstrong is 0 for 2 with a walk. Left-handed hitter hitting just 184 on the year with 3 home runs and 17 driven in. McGill, 2 outs away from collecting his 20th save of the year. First pitch is low. Fastball at 98 in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Long hold. The 1-0 pitch. Missed outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Pretty close pitch, but probably was a little bit wide. An advantage to Crow Armstrong in the count now. Swanson being held on by Bowers at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Nailed the outside edge that time, and it's 2-1, and that was a generous call. Brewers have been a little bit frustrated with some of the calls that have gone against them. That one went their way. Pete Crow Armstrong really upset with Doug Eddings, saying no, no, as he spun out of the box. There's the 2-1. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. The throw is to the left side of the second base bag. So Swanson in there with a stolen base. And it's a 2-ball, 2-strike count on Crow Armstrong. But Swanson gets the tying run into scoring position by swiping that bag. And the double play ball no longer a consideration. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with that curveball. An ortho ASAP strikeout for McGill. It's a big one. And there's 2 down now, and it's going to be McGill versus Horner with the game on the line. That was a wicked curveball in on that back foot of Pete Crow Armstrong, and he just flailed at it. Tying run at second, winning run at the plate for the Cubs. McGill trying to prevent it all. First pitch, right through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers trying to shut out the Cubs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Big hop for Terang. Tosses to first in time. And the Brewers have shut out the Cubs. And even this series at a game apiece with a 1-0 thriller here tonight at Wrigley Field. The Brewers with their 7th shutout of the season. They get 5 scoreless from Colin Ray, and the bullpen dazzles. And the Brewers get an RBI single from Bryce Terang in the 8th, and that's all they would need. Brewers win their 58th game of the season, and they'll go for a series win tomorrow afternoon here in Chicago. 1-0 your final. We'll come back and talk about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors. Lots of friendly folks, too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards, Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Josh, a thriller tonight. Brewers hold on for a 1-0 victory.
It is their second 1-0 win of the season. You mentioned it. They've got 7 shutouts now, 3 this month. The only other game they won by the score of 1-0, go back to April against the Padres at home. 1 run on 7 hits. Brewers did not commit an error. There was a scoring chance, as you predicted there would be. William Contreras got a hit in the 8th inning, so 1-7-0 for the Brewers. Cubs with no runs, 7 hits, and they also played error-free baseball. The win goes to Elvis Piguero, but a big tip of the cap to Colin Ray, who started it. Piguero's now 6-3, and Jameson Taillon takes about as hard luck of a loss as you can. Just 1 run in 7 1/3, but he falls to 7-5. And Trevor McGill works around that leadoff hit to get his 20th save of the season. After an hour and 24-minute rain delay before the first pitch, we played for 2 hours and 37 minutes tonight, and they were all palm sweating. It felt like 37,651 watched it, Lane.
Good, satisfying victory for the Brewers here tonight, and it would be even more satisfying if they can win the series tomorrow afternoon here at Wrigley. That is going to do it for our game broadcast tonight, but we'll be back with you tomorrow on Deck Show built by Menards. Gets underway at 12:45. The game will follow at 1:20. Brewers and Cubs, the conclusion of the series. The Brewers have not yet announced a starter. It'll be left-hander Justin Steele for the Cubs. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final score, Brewers 1 and the Cubs 0. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, a future rocket scientist,
we have their dog,
or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated Tri-Clean Gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm gonna move my car.
New top-tier Tri-Clean Gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Pitchers duel at Wrigley after a lengthy rain delay began the night. We saw some great work on the mound from both teams, and Bryce Tarang was finally able to break the ice in the eighth inning with two outs, giving the Brewers a 1-0 shutout of the Cubs. Now the Brewers clinch a season series win against Chicago for the second consecutive season. For this victory tonight, the Brewers are now 7-5 against the Cubbies this year with one game to play. Welcome into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It is truly a sports fan's paradise. How about it? Tarang, who's been in a funk of late offensively, came up with a big hit, two out in the eighth. We'll play you the highlights of that coming up later on. And we'll tell you how the Cardinals and Pirates fared in a thriller that ended before we had first pitch here in Chicago. Plus, it's a rubber match tomorrow. The Brewers are going to have to face the Cubs ace, Justin Steele. And we'll talk about the pitching potentials for the Brewers. That is all coming up. Pitching the story tonight, Colin Ray against Jameson Taillon. That was the matchup for the third series in a row that these rivals have gotten together. And again, it was low scoring. Taillon was great. Ray was great. And in all three of those matchups, the Brewers have won the game. Late May, late June, and now late July. Colin Ray has been one of the unsung heroes, again, of this Brewers team. He had 8 ortho ASAP strikeouts in this shutout, the 7th of the season for the team as a staff. Ray started it. There were 11 strikeouts in total. They're all brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And how about Trevor McGill stranding the tying run at second base in the bottom of the ninth inning to record his 20th save of the year? The Brewers remain 5 games clear of the St. Louis Cardinals, who had a thrilling win, as I mentioned, in their own right. They had to score in the ninth inning with 2 outs against the great Paul Skeens to do it. Alec Burleson had the game-winning hit off of Skeens. It was 1-1 in the ninth inning. And the Cardinals win it 2-1. Lance Lynn pitched a good one for them against Skeens, who again was brilliant for the Pirates. What a game there. So those teams have split the first 2 games of that series at PNC. Each final score has been 2-1. The Brewers remain 5 games, again, clear of the Cardinals. And the Reds, they were trying to win 2 in a row in Atlanta to start their series, but they got rained out. Struggling Braves have lost 3 straight. No game today in Georgia. Final here, 1-0 Brewers over the Cubs. More scores when we come back. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College. Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers a shutout by the slimmest of margins. 1-0 over the Chicago Cubs in a rain-delayed game at Wrigley. It was an hour and 24 minutes delayed from the originally scheduled first pitch. There were some heavy thunderstorms that came through the area in the early evening here in Chicago. But for the crew, worth the wait. With this win, we told you they've clinched the season series against the Cubs with one game to go. The Brewers, they've clinched a winning road trip. They've won three of the first four games, and that is news. It's the first winning road trip the crew has had since April. Last five, they had losing records on their road trips. Time now for the home run distance recap as we continue the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame. No homers tonight in this pitcher's duel. Longest of the season, 448-footer back in late April in the last winning road trip before this one. William Contreras did it. In Pittsburgh, the home run distance brought to you by SBA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. We told you about the Central Division games tonight. Elsewhere in baseball, it was the Subway Series. Yankees hosting the New York Mets, and it was a 3-2 win for the Metropolitans at the stadium. How about the Mets? They've moved into the final wild card position in the National League. The Yankees continue to struggle, and they remain behind the Orioles in the American League East. Cleveland Guardians had a win to snap a three-game skid. That was against a surging Detroit team. Close one earlier today by the Lake, 5-4, the Guardians. Detroit had won 11 of its previous 14. And so the Guardians remain without a four-game skid this year. The three teams that can boast that, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and the Brewers. They haven't lost four in a row either. 1-0 Brewers get the victory here. For each and every Milwaukee home run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Brewers have hit 104 long balls. And so OAW has donated $10,400 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. The recap with highlights of this 1-0 Brewers win is coming up next. If you've stayed up this late, stay with us a little bit longer, won't you? This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Milwaukee, a 1-0 win at Wrigley over the Chicago Cubs. Just their second win here in the friendly confines this season. And what a game it was. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Time to recap it for you. This was the end of a trilogy, we've been joking, between Jameson Taillon and Colin Ray, the starting pitchers. Third series in a row between these teams that those two were matched up. And the highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. And those pitchers were really good, even after an almost hour and a half rain delay at the outset. You could tell they were locked in. In fact, this game was scoreless. Going into the bottom of the fifth, Ray had to work a little harder, throw more pitches to that point than did Taillon. In fact, Colin Ray in the fifth inning with two outs gave up a double to Nico Horner and then walked Michael Bush. So he was in some trouble, and this would be his final pitch of the night. It came against Seiya Suzuki. We'll get you that highlight coming up right now.
2-2 pitch. And he got him looking. A fastball caught the outside corner. And Seiya Suzuki goes down looking. And the Cubs strand a pair in a scoreless bottom of the fifth.
They left six men on base in Ray's five scoreless innings. He had eight punchouts. This game, though, continued to remain scoreless. Brewers had a runner thrown out at home plate in the sixth on a fielder's choice by the third baseman Christopher Morel on a fine play. In fact, the game was still 0-0 into the eighth, and Taillon was still out there for the first two batters. But Jake Bowers led off with a single. Then Jackson Chourios singled into the alley in left center field to move Bowers to third. But unfortunately, trying to stretch it into a double, Jackson Chourios was thrown out at second base. So the first run of the game was at third with one out as reliever Julian Merriweather came in, and he struck out Garrett Mitchell. It looked like the Cubs could escape another jam, especially when Merriweather got two strikes on the next hitter, Bryce Terang. But Terang, who'd had only one hit on the road trip to this point, he got tough.
Runner at third, less than two out situation. 1-2, line drive back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Trotting home is Bowers. Bryce Terang delivers an RBI single, and the Brewers take a 1-0 lead.
Huge swing. It was the first run that had been scored against a Cubs starting pitcher by the Brewers at Wrigley Field all season in five games. 29 scoreless innings by Cubs starters here at Wrigley against Milwaukee before that. It's all the Brewers would get in the bottom of the eighth. Just returned from the injured list, Jared Koenig had a whale of a time trying to get the shutdown inning he was looking for. The Cubs loaded the bases with two outs. then he had to face a dangerous pinch hitter, hitting over 300 this season, David Bodie. Then Bodie kept working the count until here's how the fight ended against Koenig.
This is the seventh pitch of the sequence. 2-2. Fly ball deep right center field. Mitchell tracking it. He's got a play. Couple of steps in front of the warning track. He hauls it in. And Jared Koenig, a high wire act in the bottom of the eighth inning. Strands the bases loaded. And the Brewers go to the ninth with a 1-0 advantage.
Koenig, as he's done so often all season, getting the job done. Then it was Trevor McGill's turn in the bottom of the ninth. It got difficult when Dansby Swanson led off with a single. He would later steal second, but with two outs, the tying run in scoring position, then the dangerous hitter Nico Horner at the plate. Here's how it ended.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Big hop for Terang. Tosses to first in time. And the Brewers have shut out the Cubs. And even this series at a game apiece with a 1-0 thriller here tonight at Wrigley Field.
And they'll go for a series win. As mentioned, it's already been a winning road trip. They'll see if they can make it 2 of 3 in Chicago to finish it off. We'll come back to wrap up our Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0 in shutout fashion. We're back with you. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Seventh shutout of the season, second by a 1-0 score. April 17th at home against the Padres was the other 1-0 victory tonight for the crew. To go down on the farm to wrap things up here, it's presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawnmowers, and so much more. You can shop online at farmandfleet.com. Jacob Mizorowski made a start for AA Biloxi tonight. And he's been in quite a groove of late, the top pitching prospect in the organization, one of the best in baseball. Command problems crept up on the Miz tonight. He walked 6 batters in 3 1/3 innings in Pensacola, and he took the loss, gave up 6 runs. So unfortunately, you hadn't seen a lot of that of late. That had been really improved for Mizorowski, but an 8-4 loss for Biloxi, and he walked 6 in that outing. Just checking the reports from Pat Murphy's post-game press conference. This is from Kurt Hoge. Pat Murphy sounded concerned by Christian Yelich's back injury that had him leave the game after 7 innings. And Kurt Hoag says, Murphy says, Yelich could be headed for an IL stint. So that's the down note coming out of this one. No word as yet as to who the starting pitcher is going to be tomorrow. It might be a bullpen game. Brewers don't have a man who's been in their rotation available to pitch tomorrow. That was Dallas Keuchel's spot. We're on the air, 12:45, so sleep quick. About 13 hours from now. Game starts, first pitch, 1:20. Here from Wrigley. Final game of the year between the Brewers and the Cubs. We do know that Justin Steele, the Cubs ace, is going to face the crew. He's been pitching very well. And this will be the third time this year the Brewers have to deal with the Southpaw. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer, wishing you a great rest of what remains of your night. For Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer, Ken Sommerfeld, again, the exciting final. Boy, what a road trip this has been. Great games. 1-0 Brewers over Chicago. From Wrigley Field, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, baby.
Here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Mm-hmm.
Then that time I went and said goodbye.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75. Almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. The rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like
it's just keep getting harder to find? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vice President Harris is taking her campaign as the likely Democratic presidential